Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fannie Gordon, owner and operator of Fannie Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Garlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you on this Momentum Monday. Yes, it is Momentum Monday if you're just getting your morning started. Today is January 28th. It's 7:40, and we hope to give you the momentum to get your Monday morning going just right. You know, this morning, as I do every single Monday morning since we started Momentum Monday, I am drinking from my cup that literally says Momentum on it. And let me tell you, you know, sometimes you just have to laugh at the things that happen on Monday morning. Sometimes things can just go awry, and poor Monday. We just blame it on Monday. And so as I'm drinking from my cup of momentum, I said, you know what? No matter what happens this Monday, I am going to continue to have momentum. I declare it. It is going to be a momentous day. And we hope that you will do the same as you're traveling into work, as you're getting school, getting ready for your kids' school day. We hope that your morning is off to a good start. And if it's not, remember, you just gotta open up your mouth and say some things, declare some things. As always, we like to remind you about those school zones in effect until 9 o'clock as you're traveling in. It was clear. Looks like it's a little going to be maybe a little bit cloudy. It was sort of overcast this morning, a little bit cloudy as we were traveling in. But we like to remind you about school buses rolling, kids walking to school, and kids standing at bus stops. So if you're traveling in this morning, please stay engaged and make sure that you lock into everything that's going on around you. Make sure that you are slowing down through those school zones, and make sure that you're helping our crossing guards just by being courteous. And it's just a matter of slowing down. And we always ask you to give yourself enough time to get there so that you don't have to run through those school zones at full speed. And it keeps everybody safe. So this morning, as you're traveling in, I know we had to do it as we were getting started. Might have to just stop and take a deep breath and declare that this is a great day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And then we're going to rejoice and be glad in it, and that it is going to be a great day, no matter what is thrown at you, no matter what things just pop up out of the clear blue. It's still going to be a great day, and it's going to be a great day because we say it's going to be a great day. We hope that you're getting your momentum for the morning. If not, all you got to do is just stop once again, take a breath. The weekend is over. We hope that you had a great weekend. Sunday was beautiful weather. Saturday started off a little bit overcast, but the sun did pop out. Hope that you had a relaxing weekend. Or if you had a weekend like we did, where we were just running, and sometimes when you run the entire weekend, it makes you lose or feel that you're losing a little bit of momentum on Monday. But you know what I started doing? I just started declaring those things that I want to have. No matter how I felt over the weekend, no matter if I got enough rest or not, I'm just declaring that I have the energy, I have the spark, I have that supernatural power that comes from above to do the things that we need to do today. And so, you know what? If your morning is starting off a little bit hectic, just start talking to yourself. Start saying some things. You know, just start energizing yourself so that you don't drag into your work or your business or wherever you're going, so that you don't drag in harried and just good for nothing. Just stop. Find your center. Find that place of just quiet, just for a moment, and start to declare what you expect today. Not what it started out looking like, but what you're expecting for the day. And I guarantee you, things will start to change. Well, if you're just getting started, it's 7:44. It is a momentous Monday. It's January 28th, and you're on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Oh, what?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to Momentum Monday. If you're just getting your morning started, it's January 28th. It's 7:49 a.m., and this segment of the OPT is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For information regarding home, life insurance, auto insurance, any insurance needs, you can phone Rosa Fields by dialing 318-487-1881. She's got an incredible team in place. That's willing, ready, and able to help with all of your insurance questions. Also, Hixon Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HixonHasIt.com. Again, www.HixonHasIt.com. For any of your new and used car needs, you can go to HixonHasIt.com. Well, I'll tell you what, DC, on this momentous Monday, we want to get people started off on the right foot this morning. And I said, you know, I just kind of sense, because we were having some little challenges this morning in the studio, and maybe you're having challenges as you're getting going this morning, and I want to encourage you to just shake yourself loose. Don't believe those negative things that are vying for your attention this morning, and get started on the right foot. Even sometimes when we get started wrong, you can turn that around if you're aware of it. If you make a conscious decision that you're going to have a great Monday. And you know what? We can't make it to Friday without starting on Monday. And so this morning, I want to encourage you, just as we do on every single Monday morning, get your week started on the right foot. Now, let me tell you what I've been thinking about. And again, you know, I read these great articles, and I wanted to share this article with you guys this morning because it really is an article that makes you think. And the article is talking about lies to eliminate living up to your full potential. And we were having this conversation with our son, David II, and we've been having this conversation because what we're seeing is that you can go through life and never reach your full potential. But in order to start the climb to reaching your full potential, you got to be aware that you have or have not tapped in to the potential, the God-given potential that is within you. And for many people, they go a lifetime without ever tapping into the fullness of their potential. And so I really was intrigued by this article, DC, about potential. And it was right on point with what we've been talking about. And so I wanted to just really share this with you and make you think as you're traveling in or sitting at your office. You know, sometimes you can feel drained or you can feel stuck and you just have low energy. And this happens to many people, especially at the start of a new year, when you have had such high aspirations for yourself and for the future and for declaring what this year is going to be. And I've been saying it, you know, we're only X number of days into the new year. We're only 28 days into the new year. And there are people, DC, that feel drained already. Not even 30 days in, they feel drained because they are not getting where they had hoped they would be. And I think at the end of one year and the beginning of a new year, sometimes we think that there's a magic bullet, something that just will happen instantaneously. And DC and I were talking on the ride in this morning, and we were talking about all the things that we have to do as a team to make our business work and to grow it and to keep it flourishing. And sometimes when you think about all the things that you have to do in life, whether it's about your business or your family or your job or whatever it is, sometimes it can make you feel drained. It can give you a sense of discouragement. But really what we understand is that when you allow the power that's greater than yourself, when you allow God to come in and take control, then what you can do is you can work in the potential that God has given you. And so this article talked about realizing the lies of the negative self-talk that will try to come against you. And the first lie is this, that it's productive to beat ourselves up about not living up to our full potential. And when I read the first lie, it hit me right where I was. Because I have said this, I don't know how many times, I said, you know what, I am harder on myself. And you can probably relate to this as well. I am harder on myself than anybody ever could be. And then I'll take it a little bit further. I'll say, you know, I really beat myself up a lot. And it's really a big lie. You know, we should not be beating ourselves up, because what that does is it hinders us from tapping in to that energy source. And it says, when you spend all your energy telling yourself that you're not doing well or you're not doing good enough, and we have very little time and energy left to really look on the inside. So this is the first thing that I want you to do. And this is the first thing that I want to do. And DC, you know, I think we're both really guilty of beating ourselves up. And even when, you know, your diet is not going just right, and DC does this a lot, he beats himself up, and then, you know, what it does is it almost zaps that energy that you had to move forward when you start just beating yourself up. And so this morning, if you're doing that, the article says that it takes that good, positive energy that you need. And so as we're busy searching for our full potential, there are some things that we've got to do to be able to get better, to be able to really tap in. And I think that if you don't ponder what your full potential is, or not even the full potential, because you got to just start with potential. If you don't start searching for that potential, then you'll end up being one of those people that spends a lifetime never finding that thing, those gifts that were built inside. And so I guess it really made us think a lot about potential as we were talking to our son about potential. And, you know, when you look back on the sum course of your life and you realize all of the opportunities that you had that you just blew, and you realize the talent that you had when you were younger, whether you were athletic or you were a singer or you were a dancer or whatever your gifts were, the potential was there, but you never really understood how to tap into that potential. And you know the old saying, when you know better, well, you do better. Well, as parents, as we have grown, now we know better. We can look back and at the past as a teacher, and we can learn from the lessons of the past. And now we can say to our son, and you know, I think it's a beautiful thing that, especially if you've got kids, you know, as you're raising your kids and you're teaching your kids, if you're really, really intuitive and you're really smart, you're really learning and getting better as we teach them how to get better. And so now that we understand that maybe we missed some areas in our lives growing up, and we missed some opportunities as we were growing up, now we can look back as we get wiser. And yesterday, the message at church talked about wisdom. And so as we get more wisdom and we get wiser, we can look back and we can see all of those missed opportunities. We can see those chances where people were trying to pour into us. People were trying to tell us who we are. People saw the gifts. They saw the talent. But we didn't have the understanding or the wisdom to tap into that potential. And so on this Momentum Monday, and I'm turning my cup around because I like looking at the word momentum. And in the spelling of the word momentum is me. You know, when I look at me and the momentum that I need on a, not even on a daily basis, but on an hourly basis, minute by minute, I want to be fully engaged in what my potential is. And we want to make you fully engaged on what your potential is. What are the possibilities for your life? looking at the opportunities that maybe you missed. Well, that's history. Can't go back and get that. But starting right where you are now and starting by not beating yourself up, not wearing that badge of, oh, I'm my own worst critic, and thinking, just as I did, that that was sort of a sense of empowerment because I was harder on myself than anyone else could be. Not good. Y'all, I want everybody this morning to feel your momentum. Get stronger as the conversation and the hour goes on, and find your place of power this morning. I mean, you just dig this morning, because Monday is a great day, and we're not going to believe the lies about Monday. We're going to get our momentum going, and it will be a momentous Monday. Hey, listen, you got to stay on point, because we've got some more great tips, and we'll have them right after this.
Latonja's professional tax service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's professional tax services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm. imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to Momentous Monday. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by Terra Home. Now, let me tell you, we're getting revved up for Valentine's Day. And it would be very wise to start early. All you've got to do is locate Terra Home at 1355 Peterman Drive. They've got some of the most unique gifts. And I still got to talk about that camellia bracelet and the camellia necklace that I received. It's their charms. They're good for every occasion. You buy the bracelet and you just keep adding. But listen, she is always getting such unique giftables. Wonderful home decor. It's just the best place to look for any type of gift. Again, Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive. Jennifer and her team, they are incredible. You just go in and kind of give them an idea of what you're trying to do and they'll help you to put it together. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. They're caring for this community, y'all. I mean, always working to educate us, not just on breast cancer, but on strokes, on a heart disease, on women's issues, on health issues. They work extremely hard at making our community healthier. But for those free mammograms, you can phone Diane Kitts by dialing 318-487-1122. Ask her how you can connect with getting a free mammogram. And let me tell you, there's no better place to have a mammogram. When you walk into the Women's Center, there is a beautiful day spa that you walk into. It is absolutely serene. Wonderful, wonderful environment, and the people are absolutely amazing. Also want to thank McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the show this morning, you know that today is Momentum Monday. And so, as I was reading this article about people limiting themselves on reaching their full potential and the lies that keep us from reaching our full potential, I said, you know, this is an article that we wanted to share, with our listeners, because it is something that every single person should connect with. And you know what? I know that the mornings sometimes are harried. And this morning for us, just challenges, challenges, challenges. But you gotta stay focused. You've gotta make sure that you understand that those are just challenges. They're not things that are coming to be a game changer. And so the second lie of people not reaching their full potential is it's productive. The first lie was it's productive to beat ourselves up. And we're going to stop doing that. We're going to stop doing that 1 minute at a time. Now, the second lie is this: living up to our full potential means living a life free of fear, failure, and sorrow. Yeah, really, really deep thoughts. A life of living free of fear, failure, and sorrow. And so a lot of people convince themselves that living up to their full potential meant living happily ever after in some sort of, I don't know, perpetual state of bliss. And that's not what it's about. And so what we really have to understand are there are going to be challenges along the way. But this is what we started to understand, that even if we're afraid, even if we think failure could be a possibility, which it is possible, that we're going to do it anyway, that we're going to step out anyway. And I think having young kids or a young child for us, or teenager for us, has helped us to really understand as we impart into him. It helps us to understand ourselves better, and it helps us to look back at the past so that we can not repeat the past. It means allowing ourselves to feel the way we do. Feel it, but move past it. Not allowing it to control us. Not allowing the fear to take us over. And so yesterday, DC, we were talking, just yesterday, we were talking to David, our son, about potential. And we were able to use the wisdom that we have gained over the years to help him, DC, to really tap into his own potential. And as a dad speaking to a son, it is really, really powerful to hear that conversation that you were having with David about his potential. And so for people trying to impart that sort of wisdom into their kids, what do you think is the best way? Because it was just a deep, deep conversation. And I want you to just share a little bit of your thoughts on how we were really trying to make that connection for our son when it came to potential and being the best that he can be.
Well, wow, that's a good question. What we were actually able to do was call upon what happened in our own life,
mm-hmm.
and to be able to speak to him from that perspective. In other words, we know exactly where he is right now, and we understand that his life is completely different from ours, and that he's sort of kind of lackadaisical in that he really doesn't really appreciate or understand at the age he's at the opportunities that are afforded to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I was trying to do was let him see how blessed he was to be where he was so that he could take advantage of every opportunity that's afforded to him and not take any of it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of what I did in my young life was took a lot of what was afforded to me for granted,
mm-hmm.
and I let a lot of opportunities slip away. So what I'm doing now is starting with him at the age of 13, getting him to really appreciate that everybody that has the opportunities like what you have right now are not going to take advantage of them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you would start now realizing your potential and getting the best out of yourself and not taking anything for granted, you're going to have a much better life. You're going to get a lot more education. And your life is going to be a lot better because of that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you were saying about understanding where he is. And I think that as a mother, having a son, there is a place where I see him leaning more toward you and less toward me. You know, where your kids and moms, you can probably identify this, especially if you've got boys and maybe even girls, where they sort of start to move away from you. But what I saw in that conversation, and I'm just really sharing this with our audience because I think that it's something that will make you think. And as we help our kids to realize their potential, we can't forget about our own. But what I saw in that conversation, DC, is I saw you go back to being a 13-year-old boy and understanding precisely where David II is. And that's something as a mom that I could not do, cannot do. You saw him, you see him where he is because you remember where you were.
Absolutely.
When you were that age.
Absolutely.
And were it not for the lack of guidance sometimes that kids miss out, and it breaks my heart because every time we're traveling throughout this great state, I see so many people not living up to their potential. I see young men. Last week, we were traveling down to Avoyelles Parish on business, and we were traveling through one of the cities and the different towns, And I asked DC, I said, what in the world is going on? In the heat of the morning, we have so many young people who are walking the streets and not working or not in school, i.e. DC, potential. And so how do we help those parents, even as we help ourselves, especially with our, because you don't see many girls or young women, you see more young men. How do we help them to tap into what's there?
Well, if you're asking me.
I am. I'm just asking you.
Well, and this is just what I think, feel, and believe. You know, I think in a lot of instances, people are just too lax on their young men. You know, you have to show some real tough love. Because what will happen is, as a young boy grows up, he'll start to, because women are, in my opinion, a lot of these people are women are very emotional. And a lot of times, not with all women, but for a lot of women, it is hard to be tough on the kids like they need to be. And we see it with you and me. You often think that I'm too tough on David because you realize, you know, you think it's unnecessary. That's just a bit harsh. You shouldn't have to do that much. But what I know is that if I don't discipline him and teach him the ways of this world, the court system is going to do it. Because eventually, if I don't give him the discipline that it takes to stay in school, to do what he needs to do in school, and to advance to the next level, he'll get lackadaisical and make a decision that'll alter the path of his whole life. In other words, you have a 15, 16-year-old kid, and his parents is trying to tell him what to do, but they can't get through to him. And he makes one bad decision and decides, you know what, I'm not going to go to school today.
Right.
And then the next thing you know, he's 16 and he quits school.
Right.
Not really realizing that without some type of education in this world, it's virtually impossible. And here you have, at that point, a kid who doesn't really have the skill set to do a whole lot, but he feels like working at a fast food restaurant is beneath him. And there lies the problem, because you've got, what you've got here is a really smart kid with no discipline. Doesn't really appreciate authority, doesn't know how to submit to the authority. In other words, even to work at a fast food restaurant, you have to be able to submit to the authority. But if no authority has been able to control him, basically what you've got is a kid that's just pretty much out of control. And so now the streets are the only place that he can hang and be with others that are like him. And then now you see a whole bunch of people conjugating together and teaching each other with limited resources. Because what you have is people who don't have a whole lot of information, but they're giving the information to one another. And pretty soon in that whole process, the next thing you know, they need money, just like any other grown man. So they resort to drugs or stealing or whatever it is.
Right.
Whatever it is out there to do for them to get whatever it is that they need. And so what happens is, you know, when you take penitentiary chances, you may very well end up in penitentiary.
Wow. And, you know, as we're having this conversation, on this momentous Monday because we want to help people to think differently. And we want to help people to just think about it. Selah, think about it. Ponder it. Because as we're traveling through the state, through various different cities, our heart breaks as we see young men that we know should be at work, or we know they should be at school, and we see the loss of potential. We see the supply being simply lost. And then I ask myself, I ask God, I said, who is the king? Who is the king that lie within that young man? Or who is the queen that lie in that young woman? A loss of potential. Potential that has not been cultivated, that has not been tapped into. And so this morning, It's something to think about. And I hope that if you're driving in with your kids, you'll begin to open up this conversation about potential. Because potential is immense. Potential speaks to possibility. And if we're not imparting the potential of possibility into our kids, i.e. into ourselves as well, we will lose a generation of great thinkers, great minds. And we will even lose ourselves because we have limited ourselves in our potential. And I know that there are a lot of strong single mothers out there that are listening, that are saying, you know what, I'm just not sure what to do. But you know what? There is help. And I believe that there is a way that we can begin to help our kids, most especially our young boys, realize their potential. You got to stay on point. We're going to take a quick break, but we're back right after this.
Attention small business owners, the Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Momentous Monday. This segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites, Jeremy Clary. Get HD for life. Get all the channels that you want, dish or direct. Boost, which boosts your phone, your cell phone, all sorts of great technology. All you've got to do is phone 318-767-2220. Jeremy, Mia, and the team are there on point to help you. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Also, we want to remind you that if you're in and around Avoyelles Parish, your State Farm agent is Kyle Wolf. He's a good neighbor, and he's got all sorts of services that are there to help you. All you got to do is phone 318-346-6695. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents. But when I tell you that Lynn and Rayhide have spared no expense to make sure that they have the best technology, whether it's painting your vehicle and restoring it back to its original state, they've got it all at Rayhide Paint and Body Works. Now, if you're just joining the OPT network this morning, DC and I are having a conversation that we felt was just, it just went there, I guess. And I think it's just so appropriate for Monday morning. And a lot of the things that we talk about are our own family's experiences and what we kind of do and how they affect you and your family as well. And we're talking about potential, and we're talking about how to tap into your kids' potential and how to tap into your own potential as well. And potential is defined as possible as opposed to actual, capable of being or becoming. And one of the things that DC said in the last segment that I really want to revisit, DC, is you talked about
discipline. And as our kids grow older, now we don't have any girls, so I can only speak from the young man, the boy, young man perspective. But discipline is an issue that every parent has to face.
Absolutely.
And so we were talking about during the break, you know, you hear people talking about, oh, we need programs and we need this and right. we need that. But you say what to that?
Well, you know, I say this. I say that, you know, with my son, whom I'm charged to raise, I'm not looking for a program. You know, I'm looking, I'm, you know, it is my job to do what is necessary to get him to man status, to teach him how to be a man, to teach him how to conduct himself when he's out of the home, mm-hmm. when he's, whatever it is, I see it, and I mean, you know, it is my responsibility. Anything that goes on with him when he leaves house, when he's at school, it is my responsibility to see to it that he's doing what he needs to be doing.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, when it comes to discipline in a child, when it comes to putting the right discipline on that child, it takes somebody, you know, with me, it's easy for me to discipline my son because I've been there since he was a baby. You know, I understand him. Mm-hmm. I know who he is. I understand that he's strong-willed.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I have to break his will without breaking his spirit. You know, and I don't have a problem doing it. You know, you hear people say, sometimes they say, well, man, you know, you tell your kid, this is going to hurt me as much as it's going to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I remember times when he was a little younger, when he was just deciding, I'm just not going to do that stuff. And I was like, okay, I just whooped him. I just had to put it on him yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to put it on him again because he thinks he's going to break me.
Mm-hmm.
Because a kid will try to break an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And if you break, you just sold that kid out. Because
wow.
when you break down and let him have his way,
mm-hmm.
he feels like that is the norm.
Mm.
So now he's going to go into society feeling like he can break the system,
mm-hmm.
and all he's going to do is end up in jail.
Right.
Or institutionalized some sort of way.
Now, I hear people in the spirit saying, you know what, that's easy for you guys to sit there and talk because you're a couple. You've got mom and you've got dad. But that's not necessarily a pass.
No, this is you've got people with both parents in the household who have a problem with this discipline issue once a kid gets to be a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's easy to give up. You know, and I'll be quite honest with you. At some point, I almost said, well, I'm going to just let it go, man. He's not going to do what he needs to do. But I just had to hang in. And I had to get him through those periods. And it was only a couple of times thus far that I've had to press down on him that hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to press down on him hard.
And for those moms, because as I speak from a woman and a mother's perspective, I hear you, single mom, saying it's hard to be both mother and dad.
It absolutely is.
And, you know, DC, we were talking during the break and we were just really reminiscing on some of the things, because what we realized before David was even a year old, we realized he was strong-willed.
Right.
Where we were having to break his will and find that combination not to break his spirit. But as a mother, it hurts me. It really, literally hurts me to see some of the things that you have to do.
Absolutely.
To discipline him. And for those single moms, I think, because we are built the way that God built us in emotion, we'll say, even if their dad is there, oftentimes maybe we won't allow the dad to come in and discipline. And this is true even in families that are together.
Absolutely, because you were, in a lot of instances, you were saying, look, that's a bit much.
But I never said that in front of David.
No, you never said it in front of him, but you were saying that was a bit much. And what I was trying to get through to you is that it's not much.
It's not much.
I can remember, it wasn't too much, because I can remember when people, I will never forget in my lifetime, and I believe the person who disciplined me the most of all the people in my life was Mr. Host, the principal of Bunkin Middle School.
Wow.
Man, he'd take care of business with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't sit there and fake cry with him and all that because he understood all that.
Because he was a man.
He understood that, yeah, you're fake. Mm-hmm. You know, that's okay, you're crying. You know, that's fine, but I need to discipline you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I don't discipline you, you know, another system is going to get to you. So when David would go into these places of, hey, look at me and feel sorry for him, I don't feel sorry for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know what's out there waiting.
And you know the system is not going
absolutely
to feel sorry.
They're not
going to
feel sorry for you. The law is the law. The law is the law. And when you break it, we have to discipline you.
And then we have seen, even in our own families, we have seen the fact that women that are single, and we see it with friends, don't allow a male figure to step up and man up, especially on young boys. And then they pull that person that would be a disciplinarian off because this is what we instantly say. You ain't got to talk to him like that. You ain't got to do him like that because I don't even talk to him like that. And that is the emotional side of us that won't allow that. It hurts us. Like you said earlier, it hurts us.
It does hurt.
You know, and so.
But it's necessary.
When we do that, what we're doing, moms and even dads, is every time we lack in disciplining our kids, we push down potential because we're not giving them what they need to realize their potential. Every time we come against discipline, we suppress potential. And there was a time a couple years ago where we were having to be on David every single day. And at one point I said to him, and he's a good boy, don't get me wrong, but even the best child will check you. They will test your temperature. I said to him, are we not giving you enough attention? And is this the attention that you want? Because now you have our undivided attention. And there were times, DC, where you just, I couldn't take it. I had to literally step away. But if you're a couple, this is something you have got to really be together on. Because isn't this something, DC, that will divide?
Oh, absolutely. This is definitely one of those situations where resentment starts to build.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we've been married 22 years, and we were together 10 years before David came.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually 18. When you count the years that we were mm-hmm. there. So, I mean, we have a relationship that if we have a problem, we just deal with it until it's over.
Right.
We just don't let it simmer.
Right.
It may take a week. It may take 2 weeks. It may be over in a day. But we come to some type of agreement of where we are on that issue where everybody can be okay with it.
Right.
Because we're not okay. If I'm not okay and you're okay, well, that problem is not solved.
Right, we're not okay.
No, we're not okay. We're not okay until everybody is okay with it.
Right.
So, you know, with the problems with him, basically, that's how we dealt with them. We just deal with them until they're solved.
And I want to encourage mothers this morning, DC, especially single mothers, because, and you said something very powerful. You said you think that the person who disciplined you the most was your junior high school principal.
He had no problems whipping out that board.
That was the days of the board.
Yeah.
But there is, don't you agree that there's always somebody along the way that is there to help you to discipline your children if you'll receive it?
Well, according to all my education, and especially in the recovery process, they say when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Absolutely.
You know, so you just got to be ready for a teacher.
You have to be ready. And I hear a lot of people saying, well, the school system is not what it used to be, and teachers don't care. But there are people, whether it's teachers, and I still believe that there are great teachers out there, there are great coaches out there, there are great mentors out there. But ladies, if we don't step back And, you know, it's the funniest thing because I realized just here within, the last maybe year or so, I realized that David is no longer a baby. And I still wanted him to be my baby, but I'm having to realize now he is a young man.
Absolutely.
And I can't deal with him the way that I dealt with him when he was a little boy.
That's absolutely right.
And for a lot of mothers, DC, especially when there's not a man, a strong male figure there, it's hard to make that transition.
It really is. And, we hear stories all the time. We hear of people, kids getting in trouble with this or getting in trouble with that. And, everybody want to rush in and, fight for that cause. And we should come together because the criminal justice system wronged them. Well, that's not the place I see to move in and help. The place to move in and help is to teach them not to go out there and do that foolish stuff.
Right.
In other words, I won't have to come worry about the jail system handling my son bad if he's not out there breaking the law.
Right.
And that's that's how I look at it. And if everybody would take care of their kid, it has a lot to do with parenting.
Right.
If my son is out there, and most of the authorities that my son, that like, for instance, my son was in the sixth grade and they was having problems. I went to the school and got with the principal and said, look, what can we do to get clamped down on him even more?
Right.
The principal had to pull me off of him.
Right.
Because I'm like, I'm on y'all's side. We're trying to make sure he's doing what he's supposed to do. So I'm not coming over here defending him.
Right.
Because I know he'll do stuff. And he's not a saint. And so, do you have a board in here? He's like, well, no, we don't use the board.
And moms, I said, oh, like, Lord, have mercy.
I was about to tell him, look, put that board on.
And as a mother, I felt, but see, moms, we go into that mama bear, that instinctive protect the child almost even when they're wrong. Well, he was wrong, but.
Right.
And so really this morning we're talking about sort of a balance.
Absolutely, because nobody wants to see their kid wronged. I'm not going to let anybody wrong my kid.
No.
Now if I see that, but what I do accept is the responsibility that a lot of times my kid might do something that he doesn't have any business doing.
Right.
So I'm not going there upholding that nonsense. I'm just not going to do that.
And so,
and if you're wrong, you're wrong, and it's a time to teach.
Right.
Not a time to come there and defend you being wrong, and then the next time you're going to go do something wrong, and it's nothing anybody can do for you.
Right.
Because we've taught you that we'll come and get you out of stuff that you've done wrong.
Absolutely.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
And so last night as we were traveling home, you were talking a lot to David about potential and about us as his parents defining and telling him who he is, as opposed to allowing others
absolutely
to tell him who he is.
Absolutely. It's time for us as people to start taking care of our own and quit waiting for others to come in and have to take
mm-hmm.
care of our responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
These are our responsibilities. It's time to man up.
And
it's just too much information out here.
Right.
For us, and it's time for us to stop relying on others
mm-hmm.
to take care of us and ours.
Absolutely.
That's absolutely ridiculous to me. I see a full able-bodied man needing to be taken care of by somebody else.
Right.
That's crazy.
It makes
your
no
pride,
sense.
Where is your dignity? And those are the things that we're missing out on as young men. In my opinion, we're just not being taught how to carry us and ours.
Right.
I don't want anybody giving me anything.
Right.
Absolutely nothing. Don't give me anything free. I don't want it.
Right.
Because what I realize is that you can give a man a fish and he can eat today, but if I teach you how to fish, you can eat all the time. I want to learn how to fish.
Right.
I don't want to be given anything. Don't give me anything.
Literally and figuratively.
Absolutely. Don't give it to me. I'm an able-bodied man. Why would I need somebody to give me something?
And you talked about, as we were talking about potential, you talked to David about mediocrity.
Oh, yeah, being average.
Being average. And you said, You said what?
I said that it is easy. When you're average, you're as close to the bottom as you are the top.
But nobody's really paying attention. But say that again, because that's a deep thought.
When you're an average person, you're as near the bottom as you are the top. In other words, nobody's really paying attention to an average person.
Right.
You have to learn how to be better than average and strive to be all that you can be.
Mm-hmm.
And to be all that you can be means you have to work at it.
Right.
You know, a lot of us have just God-given potential that we don't work and we just we're average, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. We're getting by. But we never really show the true potential that we have because we have to have a work ethic.
Right.
You have to work. There's work involved.
And I think that in talking about potential this morning, the possibility, are we saying to our kids, and I love these conversations that we have with David because it's an opportunity for us to engage with him. No headphones, no iPad, no nothing. It's an opportunity for us to engage and for us to talk and him to respond back. And oftentimes I'll say, do you understand? And then we'll say, okay. I said, do you understand what your dad is saying? Tell me what you heard him say.
Right. And a lot of times when I'm talking to him in that mode, I'll often tell him I'm not fussing at you. But he still looks like he's in a place where he wants to cry.
Mm-hmm.
Like he gets teary-eyed. And that's what whoops the mothers.
Oh, yeah.
It's just hard for them to see their child
feel sad.
Like they're just extremely sad. But it's all a part of the indoctrination that we have to do to rear our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand it because I can go back to when I was 13 and wish I had what I'm giving him because I didn't have that.
And doesn't that drive you to really help him to understand potential?
Absolutely. And I'm not going to let anybody, even if you were trying, it would be harder for you to stop me from doing what I'm needing to do. It would just be hard. It would just be.
And it would be dissension.
Exactly.
But it would be dissension. And so I don't know. As we're having this conversation, I feel in the spirit a lot of people that are in separate cars, so to speak, when it comes to parenting, when it comes
Absolutely.
To disciplining.
Absolutely. And that warrants meetings of the minds with the spouse, with
mm-hmm.
the couple,
mm-hmm.
because the couple has to be on the same page. If the couple's not on the same page, if dad does all that he does and mom goes back and
mm-hmm.
says, look, don't worry about that.
Right.
We're going to take care of that for you. Basically, that's undermining everything he's doing.
Absolutely.
And that is going to hurt more than it helps.
Absolutely.
That's going to cause some major, major problems in the long run.
Absolutely. And even
you have to be on one accord.
You do. And even when I am sad and hurt by the tone, the discipline, the conversation, I'll go back and say to Deuce, do you understand what your dad was trying to say? Do you understand what dad was telling you? And I'll have a conversation reiterating in that softer way, not undermining, not manipulating, not saying, oh, well, dad don't know what he's talking about, or you ain't got to worry about that, but really reiterating. Because if you're not on the same page with discipline, it's a problem. And for those women and even those dads that have to be moms and moms who have to be mom and dad and both, vice versa, it's tough. And just because two parents are in the house doesn't mean that you've got the perfect storm or the perfect combination. It's still a challenge. But this morning, as you're traveling in, as you're sitting at your desk, we want you to think about potential and what that really, really means.
And understanding that you have to get it out of your kids.
That's right. You have to get it out of your kids. And when we're teaching our kids, it's our great teacher as well. When you know better, you gotta start doing better. You're on point, everybody. It's 8:49. It's Momentous Monday, and it's January 28th. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Davis One Stop, Sylvia's Caring Companions, and McDonald's of Pineville. If you're just joining the show, we're wrapping up our conversation this morning about potential. And really what that means, potential speaks to possibility. And I know it's a conversation for the morning that many people are probably pondering as they go throughout their day. But I hope it's one that you'll all think about. And I tell you what, as DC and I were sitting talking during the break, you know, when you have kids, it starts to make you think differently. And it starts to make you look back on a life of the things that maybe you missed because maybe people in our lives didn't really understand how to cultivate the fullness of the potential that we had. And I know that our parents, the people in our lives, and even us as parents, at the end of the day, we do what we know how to do. We do the best that we know how to do. And as we're growing and going in life, especially talking about potential, we're gonna make mistakes. We're gonna miss it. But hopefully this conversation will give you fruit for thought, and it'll make you think about wanting to create excellence in yourself, not perfection, because we know that nothing or no one is perfect except for God, but striving to be the best. At the end of the day, if you go to work and you do everything that you can do, you do the most productive thing that you can do today, and you give it all that you have, then you can walk away and say, I did the best that I could. And we often ask Deuce, is this your best? And sometimes he'll just say, no, I didn't do my best. Well, it's about cultivating that concept of doing and being your best. And yesterday we were sitting at church, and the lady sitting next to Deuce said to him, she said, wow, you must have really been a good boy for Christmas. You've got this nice new, what is that thing called, DC? The tablet, the iPad. And so he just kind of smiled and they moved on. And I said, you know, why didn't you tell her that that was not given to you? That you picked pecans and you purchased most of it yourself. And what his dad said to him is that if you go out there and you pick a bucket of pecans every day, just one bucket, and if you want to do more, if you have time to do more because of the daylight savings time, it gets darker earlier, if you can do more, you do more. But you make that commitment. And he did it every single day. And his dad said, whatever you earn, if it's not enough, then I'll do the rest. And so it's about teaching our kids discipline in the small things. And I am telling you, this is a conversation. We're so out of time, but this is a conversation, y'all, we've got to revisit. I am telling you, potential is something that has to be unearthed. It has to be excavated. Remember that word that I used a lot last year? It's got to be excavated. It's got to be dug out. Sometimes it's really, really deep beneath the surface, but it is in all of us. And on this momentous Monday, we hope that you will begin to tap into that which is your potential, that which is your children's potential, and help them to be the change in the world that we all want to see. And remember, change starts with you, and it starts with me. I want to thank you guys for spending the very best part of your momentous Monday with us right here on the official OPT Network. The only reason why we have these conversations is because we love you. But God loves us all even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For David II, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Monday. Have a momentous Monday, and we'll see you right back here on Tuesday. Have a great day. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OP.